Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make sure to download our podcast at the FNTSY Sports Network Audio Boom channel.
Oh, super.
Got a little news for you.
Good morning, Dane. Good morning, Joe. I'm Alex Fasano with your fantasy sports news update. Guys, football is back, and let's get right into it. NFL preseason week one. Woohoo, baby. It's great.
Now, let's talk about the – no. Let's talk about the real winner, the Mets, all right? Can we talk about the Mets, please, Alex? Thank you.
All right, we'll talk.
Look at the dude represent with
his Steelers. I have to go to this paper then.
Look at the dude represent with his Steelers. I love it, man.
That a boy,
Alex.
I got two fantasy football drafts today. One at 1 o'clock today on the Fantasy Sports Network.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
And one other tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm going all the way to Staten Island for that. And both have the 8th overall pick too in these both drafts. So I'm a little nervous.
Really?
Very ironic. But
dude,
I have to represent.
You must be diehard if you're going to Staten Island. I got to say that, man. Where are you going? Victory Boulevard to hang out and do a little draft?
Yeah, exactly.
Been in
Boy Road. Been around the league 7 years now. So we're going to go all the way to Staten Island for this one. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Are you telegraphing your pick, though? You're the 8th overall pick and you're wearing a damn Steelers polo. Do we have a little cancer survivor on your radar?
You know, I was thinking about James Conner, but
as an RB1,
I feel like I got to go wide receiver first, and Hopkins is going to be available. Davante Adams is going to be available. So
you're not going Lev Bell? Oh, that's right, he's a Jet.
Yeah,
forgot about that. Sorry.
Interesting. You trying to build the good juju for your teams there, Alex?
That's the idea. I don't want to go running backs too early because I know a lot of the keepers in this specific league are all running back. A lot of the teams are keeping their running backs. McCaffrey's going to be a keeper. Kamara's already a keeper. So I know I want to get those good wide receivers early. So I think Hopkins.
You wait until I blow this draft out of the water and pick Daniel Jones first.
Hey, it's Daniel Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to get into it, man. This guy looks perfect. He had a perfect passer rating last night.
Right.
Fantastic. All right, so can I get into the NFL games? We're running with the NFL.
Please do.
All right, we're going to get into it. NFL preseason. Some of the highlighted games will go with your Jets and Giants. Giants 31, Jets 22. Daniel Jones 5 for 5, 67 yards and a touchdown. On the other side of the field, Trevor Siemian went under center, 13 for 16, 77 yards and a touchdown. Of course, Sam Darnold 4 for 5, 68 yards and a touchdown. And for you Giant fans, a little ray of hope, T.J. Jones out in the slot, catching 6 passes for 72 yards and a touchdown. Little help for that Giants wide receiving core after everybody got hurt. So we'll see what happens there. The Colts and the Bills. Bills 24, Colts 16. Matt Barkley went 9 of 14, 126 yards and a touchdown. Chad Kelly, the nephew of Bill's great, ironically, Jim Kelly, who was in the stands, went 13 of 19, 121 yards. Not a bad day. He also rushed 4 times for 53 yards and a score. So Indy's got a little depth at a quarterback there in Chad Kelly.
Well, if he stays out of jail, he might actually have a career.
Exactly.
They may need it.
As long as he
this guy he beat Alabama, if you guys don't remember. Mm-hmm. He beat Alabama 1 year with Ole Miss when they were like number two in the
he's
country.
Tough as
like
nails.
A 43-37 game.
Yeah. Kid's ahead. He's got all the talent in the world. He's even got the bloodline.
The blood, though, just needs it's the blood alcohol level we got to worry about.
When you have a parole officer as a starting quarterback in the NFL, there's an issue. You know, there's an issue there.
That's why we need Vince McMahon.
Maybe he'll make his way to the XFL once that gets up and rolling. And he's got Andrew Luck to learn from. So maybe Chad will be a little more of a good boy once football season.
Yeah, but Chad's the kind of guy that'll go and kick Andrew Luck in his calf and be like, oh, I'm sorry, dude. I'm sorry. Let me start this game for you.
And Andrew Luck will be the guy to say, thank you. That was a great kick, Chad. Don't worry. It'll be great. So we'll see what happens. Also in the game, I don't know if you guys saw this, Christian Wade, the international rugby star. I saw this play live. It was unbelievable.
The Bills.
For the Bills, just took it on his first NFL touch, 65 yards to the house for his score. The team
went crazy. That made that game go hit the over.
Yeah, exactly.
That made that game hit the over. I know it well.
Good story. And they were really generally like the guys. They were really happy for the kid too, man. It was that's awesome. That was a good storyline.
Yeah, it's great to see in the preseason too. All these no-name players, I guess, with these great stories, you know, scoring on their first drive. So that's great to see the teams rally behind
them. Game go over.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. you guys told me yesterday, focus on those unders. But unfortunately, Christian Wade had a little something to say about that. But we'll move on. So Redskins-Browns. Browns 30, Redskins 10. Dwayne Haskins, a little rough start for his NFL debut. 8 for 14, 117 yards, 2 interceptions. Baker Mayfield, though, on the other side, threw a touchdown pass to end his only series. Odell never put a helmet on, and the Browns gave us a little taste of what that offensive power will be like come the start of season. Rashad Higgins also caught 5 passes for 98 yards and a touchdown. Some other notable games, Titans-Eagles, 27-10 victory night. You said it, Joe. Nate Sudfeld breaks his wrist as Carson Wentz got the rest. I mean, what happened now in Philadelphia? Everyone was so high on them as a dark horse. Now they don't even have depth of quarterback.
Guys, we got breaking news.
I hear
news.
Sam Bradford's still unemployed.
Yep, breaking news. They just they traded with Jacksonville to bring back Nick Foles, guys. It's coming. Here he comes. Nick Foles back to Philadelphia.
Oh, boy. We will see what happens there. Some real quick other games. Ravens beat the Jaguars 29-0. Panthers beat the Bears 23-13. Falcons 27, Dolphins 34. And tonight, you guys are see me repping. My Steelers hosting the Bucks and the Saints hosting the Vikings. NFL preseason week one continues. Sending it back to Dane and Joe, helping you make it rain this Friday morning.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, people, here we go. Hour number two, Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Germanary Dane Martinez, as we take a look at the weekend ahead, more preseason football in store tonight. 5 games left, 2 tonight, 3 tomorrow night, including about them Cowboys taking on the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to be real interested to watch that game. A lot of storylines happening in that game. But tonight, of course, first, Steelers-Bucks. And you got the Steelers hovering around, -2.5 right now. The over-under in that game, 37. And get ready for the Saints and the Vikings tonight. Also 2.5-point favorites, the Saints, with a over of 37.5, a total, rather, of 37.5. The money line prices on these, too, Dane. Not bad tonight. Plus 115 for Tampa if you're shopping dogs. Same thing for the Vikings. I actually happen to like the Vikings play tonight because Zimmer is one of those guys. Yeah, he's pretty damn good against the number, and I wouldn't expect to see the $100 million man tonight for New Orleans. I wouldn't expect to see a whole lot of anything from the Saints here tonight. So I would definitely lean the plus 115. And Tampa, they got some questions on defense, but I do think Bruce Arians, much like we saw last night with our boy there, Adam Gase, who, by the way, let's see if we can put this up here. Did you catch this, Dane? I know you were on air last night. Let's play what we got.
Wake up a bit, Adam.
Yeah, let's see. Woo! Yes, love it, baby. One more time.
Love it.
Woo! That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, look at that. Who said he wasn't fun? I told you this guy was fun. You know, that's, I mean, he got a.
Weren't there mounds of ski slopes in Miami?
Honestly, Joe, didn't
an assistant coach get fired last year literally because he was doing blow in the facility?
2 years ago. Yes, 2 years ago. But it was an offensive line. Yeah, he was a mess always anyway. But yeah.
Like, that did happen, right?
Oh, it did. Yes, it did. He had this thing for coke and strippers. Go figure.
Okay.
His story is as old as there is here in Miami. You show me a dude with money in his pockets not addicted to coke and a stripper down here in Miami, please.
Rest in peace, Jose Fernandez.
Amen. Amen. Make it rain, people.
Oh, did that end the segment? My bad.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the 8th Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover student loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Fantasy freestyle.
Freddie Kitchens, rookie head coach, never been more than a positional coach. I'm worried about the Browns if they hit adversity. I don't know that first year head coach Freddie Kitchens is ready to handle the ego, the drama that may come if the Browns don't get off to the start that everybody expects them to. I was early on the Browns. It's gone a little bit too far. I think the value is Pittsburgh in the AFC North.
Watch live Mondays and Thursdays, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Joe and Eric, Dane Martinez. We'll have some of our Make It Rain plays of the day coming your way. But in case you missed it last night.
Jones again with time. Corner of the end zone. Completes it. Did Fowler get his feet in? Yes. Touchdown, Giants.
That's right. One of many Giant fans are hoping for the rook, Daniel Jones. First ever touchdown pass. First ever day. First ever time, of course, game day, MetLife Stadium.
That was a really, really cool moment. Just kind of running out there first time for warm-ups and looking around a little bit. It was the first time I'd been in the stadium. So, just really cool moment and made me more excited to play.
Yeah, it's going to be even better when they start booing Eli. Oh, wait a minute. They're already doing that and start calling for you. You're going to love that stadium. But to his credit, Dane, and I'll say this again, it's preseason game one, guys. We're not crowning anybody champions or, you know, paving the way to Canton, Ohio here. But what we are saying is that take away the results. Just look at the little things of what some of these rookies and some of these first time guys. To me, it's all about how they carried themselves, the poise, the moment. We already know they have the tools. We know Kyler Murray can throw the ball. Like, this is never going to be a problem athletically or ability-wise with 22-year-old kids. They're athletic. They're going to be able to make all the throws.
He was a first-round baseball draft pick. Come on. We know he can throw.
The question is, what did these guys do under the lights in the moment when all of a sudden it's not the Big Ten or it's not the Pac-12 or it's not the Big 12? And what we saw last night from the kid from Duke that Giant fans had a coronary when his name was announced as the number 6 pick. If you didn't see and if you all of a sudden didn't take a step back and go, wait a minute, maybe I got this kid wrong, not because he went 5 for 5, but because the kid, the moment looked It didn't look too big for him. He made all the throws, stood in the pocket, made not wide open passes, guys. We're talking about hitting dudes in the chest and doing it with second teamers. Guys, if you weren't impressed with what you saw from Daniel Jones, I don't know what football you're watching, but I can tell you this, and I'm going to go on record right now saying it. Many of you are going to owe David Gettleman an apology before the end of this year. I'm saying it right now. This kid can play, all right? And there's probably a reason why he's not on the Washington Redskins, right? Oh, yeah, that's right. Because he would have gone, right? I have no doubt that Daniel Snyder.
You think they would have taken Jones instead of Haskins?
Absolutely went and got it. I think this guy was on a lot of people's radars, and nobody met it, and Gettleman was the guy that said, I don't think so, I'm going to get him. Listen, he checks all the boxes, does he not?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it was a bold move, and we'll see how it plays out. I said that when he was getting booed
Jamarcus
at Yankee
Russell
Stadium.
Didn't look like that in his first
fair,
game.
Fair,
you know?
And I'm with you, Joe. I said, like, when the kid was getting booed at Yankee Stadium, I was like, it's not his fault that the expectations were put on him because he was number six, you know? And we'll see. Let it play out. I'm not going to go so far being like, this kid is great.
Exactly.
Because I saw two drives.
I'm saying, for a number six pick, I looked at that kid and said, yeah, I get it. He's a top five, six
Fine.
Pick. I get, yeah, you know what I mean? I get it. So he fits the bill. So at least it's not a, because everyone made it out there, like, oh, what a reach. This is a guy's second round. Guys, that looked like a top 10. It looked like a top 10 pick to me.
All right. So let's, here's what I want to play out then, Joe. I have up the Giants schedule. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to tell you right now, Joe, I don't care how he looks. He ain't starting week one. Eli Manning is starting week one. I don't care. Barring injury, I don't care how Jones plays. I don't care how Eli plays. Eli Manning is starting week one. Okay? So the question for me is, like, where in the schedule is, like, the soft landing place for Daniel Jones to get his feet wet, and kind of when do they make the transition? The first thing I looked was, like, when is the Giants bye? But it's in week 11, Joe. That might be too late. So I think it's really interesting how and when are they going to handle this? Because, Joe, there's no way Eli week one in Dallas is on the bench. That's just not going to happen. If you think it's going to happen, I'll bet you. But, like, so the question is, where do they make the transition?
As soon as Eli has this look on his face.
Well,
that's when it's
he
going.
Wakes up
oh
like
yeah,
that,
I'm sorry.
Joe. He
there
wakes
it
up with
happened
that face
last
on.
Night. That's right.
He wakes
exactly.
up with that face on.
Mr. Three and Out. There it is, Mr. Sourpuss. It's coming, man.
You think Jones start week one?
I would not be at all, depending. And again, I think the next 3 weeks are going to be extremely important for the Giants from a PR perspective, not from an on-field,
sure,
but from a PR perspective.
Yep.
If this kid goes out, and you know this, they're creating their own issues. They drafted him the sixth. They have nobody in their right mind drafting
they
a kid
themselves
sixth
in a corner
would have a problem starting this kid over Eli, because not you drafted him in the third round, you drafted him sixth. Russell Wilson was drafted in the third round, and people crucified Pete Carroll for going a third rounder, dude. What are you not? I don't know that you'll get that from him. You might have a problem with Eli, but the fans will not have a problem if he outplays Eli over the next couple of weeks. Again, he could go out and go, you know, he could go 0 for 5 with 4 picks the next game. I don't think so. But to me, the next 3 weeks, the next 3 games, that I think the Giants have set him up in a position if they wanted to play him. If he proves it over the next 3 weeks that he's better, I don't think anybody's going to crucify him for doing it. Are Giant fans going to ruin him if he does?
I think it would be very risky, because then at some point he's going to lay an egg. At some point in September, he's going to lay an egg, whether it's, you know, at Dallas or whether it's at Minnesota early in the season.
Do you think that sends a message they give up? Do you think that's a bit where we're tanking on this season if they start Daniel Jones?
No, but what I do think is, listen, even the most biased Giants fan has to realize that this is not the year that they're going for it, right? And so this year, the only objective and priority has to be to kind of, like, build up Daniel Jones, see what you have, be ready for next year when you have the 3 overall pick to know if you use it on Tua or not, right? And so I think to run him out there in week one on the road at Dallas and all that. Mm-hmm. I think they need to put him in positions to succeed, which may be to see some regular season speed football from the sidelines with a clipboard and watch Eli go through it a little bit. I think it would be a bad decision to lead with Daniel Jones week one, regardless of how he shows in the first season.
If I'm Gettleman and I'm I probably don't play Eli almost at all for the next 3 weeks. No. You know why?
Because you don't want to tarnish it anymore.
You're gonna you don't want it to become hole, man. Every incomplete pass, let this kid go out there. And you're right. I think for the long-term success of the kid, keep his ass on the bench until you have to absolutely play him. I think a lot can be learned.
Because if you make the move, there's no going back.
That's right. That's correct. So, you know, but again, if you play Eli, you keep rolling Eli out there, 0 for 3, 0 for 8, 1 for 7, what? And this kid keeps coming in and ripping apart the second and third teamers. Yeah, good luck with that press conference. Like, let me know how that's going to work out for you.
I was saying, that's the biggest issue. Like, how does Shermer handle this from the podium? That is going to be the biggest issue. So I don't care, Joe. I really believe the right answer is to wean the kid in. It just is, regardless of what happens.
Absolutely, you know, so I agree.
And
I
he agree. Outshines Eli, which it looks like is possible. Yes. How do you handle it the PR-wise? When the other guys in the locker room know that how the story ends, how do you handle it? And how do you message it to this New York media that remember when when they benched Eli from the consecutive game streak and all that stuff? Honestly, Joe, if they thought they had this in Daniel Jones, they should have flipped Eli and traded him to the Jacksonville Jaguars in February.
Yeah. All I'm saying again is, guys, listen, he's not the savior of the franchise yet. He's not going to Canton. Hell, he may not even win a game this year. But what I'm saying is you cannot have looked at what that kid looked like in that series there, 5 for 5, and not go, all right, I can see it. Now I see what they saw. Now I get it. He's not a second rounder or a third rounder. He's got the tools to do just that. Calm, cool, collective, Duke grad, checks all the box to me, man.
We'll see. I hope Eli doesn't teach him this dad stuff.
No. Get that puss face off later. That Eli look is going to be, we're going to get a lot of that this year, I think. Sick of rain.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sports book. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Did we just become best friends?
Yup!
The best friends forever.
Who is your number 8 running back? For a long time, it was Joe Mixon. It may still be Joe Mixon. The ADP for Joe Mixon is dropping.
Yeah, the ADP for Joe Mixon is certainly dropping. He's actually dropped behind Dalvin Cook, with Dalvin Cook going around 15.7 ADP and Joe Mixon sliding down to 16.9. I still have Joe Mixon as my RB8. Still have him part of that second tier at the bottom of that tier.
Watch live weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the FNTSY YouTube channel.
All right, so who wants two risk-free wagers of up to $1,000? Are you raising your hand? Are you? Well, then head over to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account and just enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. Now, in addition to traditional betting, PointsBet, they offer their own betting concept where you are rewarded by how much you win your bet by. So, for example, if you take the Trojans of USC laying 3, but they end up beating the Oregon Ducks by 7, well, then you win 7 times your
bet. That's not going to happen, by the way, though, Joe.
Yeah, I know, exactly. That's pointsbet.com/grid. The promo code is GRID. Get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over, New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. Make sure you check out the website for details. And next week, of course, we'll be just that much closer to college football. And we'll spend some time next
week. Don't insult my Ducks, though, Joe.
I'm not going to do it. Justin Herbert, you got a lot of things to be excited about there in Oregon. But we'll spend some time next week talking about some college football as we get ready to finish up week one of the preseason tonight. Pittsburgh taking on the Tampa Bay Bucks. 2.5 points. They're laying over under 37. And then we have a New Orleans-Minnesota game coming up at 8 o'clock tonight. Also 2.5. New Orleans at home laying at 37.5 in that game. And Dane, I don't know. See, I got to take everything Dane says here now. I got to think. We've got an upcoming Fantasy Sports Radio Network draft that you guys are going to be able to see, a fantasy draft this afternoon.
Smoke screens coming your way, Joe.
I'm the newbie. I'm the new guy. So Dane over here is throwing a lot of names my way, and I'm not sure if he's trying to suck me up into making him like go out and get this guy, and then secretly the pit of misery is going to be laughing at me.
Right.
So let me hear. You got a game. You
it's
got
like
a guy in tonight's Minnesota
game. We made roster Josh Rosen and Kyler Murray together, right?
Talk to me. Like, what do you got going on tonight that you're looking
First of all, Joe, let me be clear, okay? For you, my man, make it rain. I will always be honest because, listen, Joe, if you do well, make it rain does well. It's credibility for all of us, so you ain't got to worry about that.
All right.
But what you will say is I was telling you, this. There's one player that I'm interested in this Minnesota-New Orleans game that people need to know about. His name is Alexander Mattison, okay? He was a third-round pick by the Vikings, okay? He's a the running back, and he is going to be, they drafted him to be the backup to Dalvin Cook. If you look at the running back room for the Vikings, you know, it's Dalvin Cook and not a whole lot else, okay? Journeyman like Amir Abdullah, Ham, stuff like that. They drafted this kid Mattison. he's a bigger kind of back out of Boise State, Joe. Mm-hmm. And I want to see how he plays. I want to see how he plays because there's a path. You know, one of the things I believe about Dalvin Cook, he's incredible. He's explosive, but he's injury prone, Joe. You know what I mean? So this is one of the teams where it's very important to know who is the next man up because the lead dog gets hurt sometimes, and it's Alexander Mattison, and I want to see how he performs in his first game. He's going to get burned, you know, that the Vikings aren't going to play Cousins and Diggs and Thielen and Cook a whole lot. this kid is going to play. I want to see if he becomes one of the, you know, one of the handcuffs that I need to get in my drafts. You know, we talk about this like Austin Eckler, right? Yep. Or Ito Smith or whatever, the handcuffs. I want to know if Madison is truly one of these top end handcuffs that we need to get. Rookie third round pick out of Boise State. Keep an eye on him tonight, Joe.
I love that. All right. And I happen to like Minnesota tonight in this game because of the, first of all, we start with our priority list of how we break these games down. We always look at the coaches and philosophically, what do we have here tonight? Well, we got Sean Payton, who's got no interest in trotting his 40-year-old quarterback out there, does not care. They played a couple extra games last year. They don't need the week one preseason to go out there and run any of their starters out. Zimmer, on the other hand, underachieved last year, pissed off. He's a 14-7 guy against the number as a head coach in the preseason. He's got a lot of questions. He is a guy, he's a tough-nosed guy, much like John Harbaugh, who we saw what he did to Jacksonville last night, running out the first-team defense for half the game, felt like. They're calling blitzes like Zimmer's right. Of that cut from that same cloth. So give me the 2.5 points. I like Minnesota tonight. And one of the games we didn't talk about, we had called it here. It was one of our make it rain plays yesterday. We talked about Pete Carroll and the Seattle Seahawks yesterday getting points at home against Denver, which didn't make any sense. And Seattle ended up winning that game. But the big story with that game last night, Dane, was Paxton Lynch being the backup quarterback.
Game.
Yeah, revenge game against Denver there, who obviously, he didn't play last year, guys, Paxton Lynch. He was cut from Denver. Elway moved on, you know, drafted him in the first round a couple of years ago. Then Elway threw his hands up with him. He's like, we're going to move on here, which is fine. But he did have an opportunity to, you know, to try out with Seattle this year. And can I tell you some guys, he lit Denver up last night there. He had 115 QBR rating. He was really, really good. Now, you had mentioned that the guy that he is battling was Geno Smith, the former New York Jet coming over from San Diego. And this just came down. In fact, Geno Smith is now scheduled to have a cyst removed from his knee today, which means he's going to miss another week or 10 days. So now he is going to be sidelined, which means they're not going to be throwing out Russell Wilson, guys. Okay. Paxton Lynch, who played well, like really well yesterday. And by the way, he ran for almost 40 yards in the game, too.
Oh, yeah.
Paxton Lynch
was impressive.
Showed Elway exactly what Elway thought he had when he drafted him. Only it took, sometimes you got to fail before you succeed, Dane. We talk about it all the time. He's not going to overtake Russell Wilson in any millennia. But if he can log on and get some, if he can get a backup role with Seattle, I guarantee you he is exactly the kind of guy now who's going to have an opportunity the next two preseason games. Yep. The value that Pete Carroll and the, they could keep Geno, the vet. And I guarantee you there's going to be, by the time week four ends up, there's going to be a team whose quarterback gets hurt. And they're going to look at Paxton Lynch and go, Pete, what do you need, man? Can we trade for? You know, it happens all the time. And the fact that now it's just Paxton Lynch for Seattle, good for this kid, man. I mean, I'm rooting for him. I hope he comes through. I love the redemption stories.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, you say that they may flip him. He might have just won the QB2 job in Seattle if Geno Smith is hurt. Like, we don't know how that surgery is going to go and stuff like that. Right. And here's the other lean I have on, because you're absolutely right, Joe. Next week, I don't care. They ain't playing Russell Wilson, right? So next week in DFS, on FanDuel, on DraftKings, Paxton Lynch is the last man standing. He's going to get like 80% of the snaps in week two. So put that little nugget away as well. You like the little revenge angle. Does that play out, though, Joe, today for Teddy Bridgewater against his former team?
Yeah, again, I don't expect Teddy Bridgewater to be in there for more than a series. I don't think he's going to play very long at all. I think Hill and the other kid behind him is I think that's what you're going to see here tonight. Again, you got nothing to gain with Bridgewater.
Listen,
he's not a rookie.
Paxton Lynch has the ability to get showcased, right? Yeah. And, you know, for example, you know, Nate Sudfeld went down yesterday, right? You know, like if Paxton Lynch demonstrates to the league that he is one of the, you know, he is one of the best 65 quarterbacks on planet Earth, right?
That's correct.
Then, yeah, he'll wind up somewhere. And, guys, we saw it in week one. Didn't the Atlanta backup quarterback get hurt?
That's correct.
Nate Sudfeld goes down. We're going to see this, and that there's going to be a lot of churn on the bottom end of rosters over the next 3 weeks. And that's why these preseason games are so important to these guys that are playing in the third and fourth quarter. They are putting it on tape, not only for their coaching staff, but for 31 other front offices. Okay. Yep. And that's where these player churn happens. And if Paxton Lynch can show himself, he'll have a job in the NFL, and that's what he really needs.
And listen, he put on a pretty damn good show there against the Denver team that basically said, yeah, no, you can't play. We're done with you after 2 years. So, and then they went out and got a 90-year-old quarterback in Joe Flacco, who, by the way, last night, he made the game. He was in the game. Three for four. 19 yards last night, huh? Denver, you got to be excited about that. That's good stuff there. Joe Flacco finally throws a couple of passes in a Denver uniform. But it is worth keeping note. It's really him now. Like I told you, Joe Webb is the only quarterback active right now on the Houston Texans. He played the whole game last night for the Houston Texans. You've got Paxton Lynch. So from a DFS, if you're going to dabble in DFS here preseason week two, yeah, guys, these are quarterbacks that are going to play an awful lot. These are guys that are, right? I mean, they're going to be in there for a long, long time, and expect to see it because they got something to prove. There are some significant battles that have to be figured out here now, especially in the quarterback position. Nate Sudfeld gone. Okay, who's next for it? You don't have Nick Foles. So Carson Wentz is not exactly a wealth of health. So, you know, if you're right, if I'm Philadelphia, I'm Carson's not sniffing the field here. All I'm doing is the entire rest of the season is about figuring out who's going to be our backup.
Yep, absolutely. And like you said, JoJo, the options are also who are the twos and threes everywhere else in the league. Okay, so there's going to be some movement in the number of QB2 and QB3 jobs around this league.
That's correct.
And a team like Philly, a team like, you know, I mean, or... You know, think about this, Joe. There are three quarterbacks in Washington, right?
That's crazy.
If Dwayne Haskins shows himself, you telling me that all of a sudden Case Keenum or Colt McCoy isn't a viable trade piece?
I agree.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Absolutely.
I agree. Think about other guys we've seen and heard of.
You know,
right.
CJ Beathard is somewhere in the league right now, right? Like, you know, this is where these guys show that they can be QB2s, QB3s. Oh, and don't forget, didn't our boy Colin Kaepernick post on Instagram about how he's still training?
Ah, he really, he's still around too.
Yep.
And you've got another kid tonight, interesting, in Pittsburgh. We'll talk about that too. He going to get a lot of playing time, former Oklahoma State quarterback. Let's see what he can do. Talk about that. Make it rain plays next.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details. I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400. The safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. With the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
All right, so we got some Make It Rain plays of the day. We'll take a look at this Major League Baseball schedule, and it is loaded here tonight. Fun stuff as we approach just about 2 weeks into August, guys. We got a battle going on in the National League. Guys trying to jockey for position. Everyone within a couple of games of each other trying to get into the playoffs. American League, still going to be an interesting, we got a battle between the Twins and the Indians going on for the Central Crown, and right now the Twins are in a bit of a free fall, lost again last night as the Indians continue to roll off victories. Minnesota continues to give way, and who knows, by the time Monday comes around, we could be having a new leader of the American League Central, that being the Cleveland Indians, so we'll get to those games coming up. We told you tonight, expect the Bucks and the Steelers to do battle. And when we look at this game, there's some issues going on with the defense of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, from what I understand. Their first round draft pick, Vita Vea, has a leg issue. Levante David has got a knee issue. So there's going to be a little bit of a, they lost Quan Alexander over the offseason. He's now in the 49ers.
Right, to San Francisco.
So there is, to say, a transition going on for the defense of Tampa Bay. It's definitely worth keeping an eye out for. So they're a little banged up, but Roethlisberger, are we going to sniff Ben Roethlisberger here? Maybe for a three and out kind of situation there. I think the majority of what we are going to see here is anything other than Ben Roethlisberger here tonight. Also, guys that have to make an impression. Are we going to see, I don't know, are we going to see Connor?
We don't need to.
Right, Juju?
We don't need to.
James Washington, no. We're going to see.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And this is a
absolutely
kid, we've talked about him a lot here. Isn't this the time? Like, this is his year, right? It was his rookie year last year. We had said the Steelers to us are all about that number two receiver, Dane. They got to find out who that is now that Antonio Brown is gone.
Absolutely. And this is a high potential fantasy spot too. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not even saying a name, Joe, but if I say the number two wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, you'd be like, sure, I'll take that production, right?
Yes.
You know, and so you got to find out who that is. Remember, that's Juju, you know, in years past. Ben Roethlisberger threw for 5,000 yards last year, okay? So there's 1,000 yards up for grabs for wide receiver two, whoever that is. And there's Dante Moncrief, James Washington, the kid they drafted out of Toledo this year, Deontay Thompson. Whoever is that number two is going to be viable. What I'm hearing, Joe, is that Dante Moncrief is kind of the leader in the clubhouse, is kind of the veteran that they want there right now. So that means Deontay Thompson, James Washington, they got something to prove. All right. Yeah, and then we're talking in the break, Joe, you know, from a DFS standpoint, James Washington, Joe, you know what school he went to. What school did he go to?
He OSU boy, man. That's an Oklahoma State boy.
That's right. And correct me if I'm wrong, but the two backup quarterbacks to Big Ben Roethlisberger on that roster, I believe, are Josh Dobbs, who they drafted a couple years ago, and he's from Tennessee. Right. And then, Joe, didn't they spend a third-round pick or something like that on another quarterback? And what school did he go to, Joe?
Yeah, also Oklahoma State. Yes. Yeah. Right. Who happened to be throwing passes.
And didn't Mason Rudolph and James Washington, like, rewrite the record books in the Big 12? Wasn't it kind of like, isn't that why James Washington looked like a first-round draft pick? Because of all those bombs and the spread offense that Mason Rudolph was throwing to him?
That's correct. Yep. Big time,
and
guys.
Isn't it the season week one, the whole key about, oh, we don't have familiarity with each other. I ain't throwing any back shoulder fades. I don't even know you. I don't know your name. I'm going to be on this Mason Rudolph, James Washington stack in DFS. Yep. I think familiarity breeds production tonight.
Yep, I love that. And we told you earlier, the Vikings and Saints tonight. Zimmer has been money in the preseason, 17-4 straight up, 14-7 against the number in his preseason tenure as a head coach. Now, New Orleans has one of the best rosters in the National Football, one of the most talented from top to bottom, guys. Yes, and they also rotate a four-man, Bridgewater, Taysom Hill, JT Barrett, the former Ohio State quarterback. Yeah, we won't see Drew Brees tonight. Very little of Teddy Bridgewater. I know people are going to be like, oh, it's Minnesota. Yeah, he's got nothing to prove. There's no reason for them to throw them out there. Taysom Hill, JT Barrett, going to get much of the work. And you learn it's like laying 2.5, but my word, if I'm the Saints, I'm at home. I'm expecting Zimmer to go, we're going to set the tone this year, underachieving. Last year, big time, especially offensive line, and I would expect Zimmer, who's a defensive-minded guy, like we saw from Harbaugh last night against Jacksonville, don't expect Zimmer to take it easy on anybody. I expect the Vikings to win this game here tonight. So I'm going to be backing the Vikings, and I got to I just don't trust anything the Tampa Bay Buccaneers from the defense are going to be thrown out there. Pittsburgh at home, tough place to play. So I don't have a problem laying the 2.5 tonight, because I do think Pittsburgh, they've got some defensive questions themselves. They've made some upgrades. They got some guys battling, spent some draft picks. I think Pittsburgh's going to want to send a message out here to everyone who keeps putting money on the Browns. I would expect Pittsburgh to come out pretty solid here tonight. What about you?
Yeah, I mean, I like your narrative, but I actually lean to something else you said today that I think is almost more important, and that is that Jameis Winston's going to play a little bit tonight, Joe. You know, I think so. When you talk about, we ain't seeing Ben Roethlisberger, we're going to be saying these kind of like, you know, these QB2s and 3s for Pittsburgh. We may see Jameis in the first string offense a little bit more, Joe.
Yes, we will.
And that would be, for me, a heavy tick in the Tampa Bay column, honestly, because they're going to try and they're going to have their real deal people out there. We want to see a little bit more of Jameis. And honestly, one of the things I do want to see is he going to check it down? The decision making from Jameis Winston, that's been at issue. We all think Jameis has the tools, right? Like we've seen with everybody else. The question for Jameis has always been, you know, what's in his heart and what's in between the ears. And we've always thought that Bruce Arians was going to be able to, you know, get him on the right track. All the buzz I've seen in camp has been around Jameis's decision making, around not trying to make the big play all the time, living to fight another day, and that's going to get tested in live in-game action. I actually think, Joe, we are going to see more of Jameis Winston than most of the other starters on Pittsburgh, and that would give me a lean to Tampa. So you put it all in a pot, and I'm not betting this game at all.
Okay, there you go. Tomorrow, couple of interesting games. You got the Oakland Raiders for the first time. We get to see Gruden and company there at home, whatever that is, taking on the Rams.
We'll be filming.
Kansas City taking on Cincinnati. And by the way, Andy Reid made the announcement that he plans on playing, much like Harbaugh did with Lamar Jackson.
Right.
Yeah, Mahomes is going to play the whole first quarter. He's already said it. He's planning on keeping his guys out there. So they opened up 4.5. It's been bet down to 3.5. Cincinnati, outside of the first quarter, then I can promise you there won't be anybody playing that even remotely sniffs to be a backup or a starter on Kansas City. They'll get their reps in. Andy wants to see some stuff, and then they'll be gone. I still like the 3.5 points there for Cincinnati, who is, I think, going to have new coach. Look, again, with those new coaches, you know what happens. They want to go out there. They're going to play to win. They want a victory in any way they can. And with Taylor as the new coach in Cincinnati, I would expect him to maybe give it a little more effort than Andy would in the second half. And then, of course, you got Dallas, San Francisco, 9 o'clock on Saturday night. Dallas,
yep,
getting 4 points right now. Getting 4 against San Francisco, who welcomes back Jimmy.
Sure.
I don't know how much we're going to see Jimmy, but it's interesting that it's already been bet down to -4 on San Francisco. I do like, of all those games, I do like Cincinnati the most because of the new coach, the new situation, trying to make a name.
Against the full quarter of Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah, well, because it's just the first quarter. I mean, I think as the game progresses, Andy's throwing nobody's out there. And I think Taylor, I think he'll still try to win everything is possible. He'll be pushing in this game.
All right. I'm out of the stuff tomorrow, Joe. The biggest thing I'm looking at is in this Dallas game. Like, Joe, you started this morning being like, oh, David Montgomery. Who's that? Yep. Let me take a look at him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving you Alexander Mattison in Minnesota. If he shows up, people will be like, who's this kid, right?
Like that.
In Dallas, whether it's Mike Weber, because it won't be, they don't need to see anything out of Alfred Morris, Joe. They know they have in Alfred Morris, right? He ain't going to play, right?
Yep.
So there's going to be a kid that gets plenty of opportunity in this game in Dallas tomorrow.
Right.
And what I want to see is, what does that then mean for the leverage of one Ezekiel Elliott? What does that mean for the leverage of Steven and Jerry Jones? Like, listen, I know Zeke is a generational back. I agree with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you just plug and play someone else behind what people think is an above average offensive line and blah, 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 then does Zeke really have as much leverage if they're like, oh, we got a guy? Or then does it become like Le'Veon Bell and the Steelers are like, don't worry about it, we got James Conner. In with the Chargers, Austin Eckler looked damn good last night, Joe. All right.
Yep.
So what does that mean for Melvin Gordon's negotiation position? I want to see if any running back seizes the opportunity in Dallas tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, it's I'm with you, man. There's some opportunities in Big D. And it'll be fun to see what they do. And it's always classic, right? Cowboys, Niners, just, you know, harking back the day. It's just it's fun to watch those two teams go at it. Just to have
those helmets on the field together, right?
Yeah, them helmets on the field is good. Now, as we take a look at some of these baseball games here tonight, Dane, some big names going at it.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, guys, you've got Chicago Cubs, Cincinnati Reds, right? Cubs already won last night game one of this series. But Bauer's on the mound for the Reds going up against Yu Darvish. That's a big game for both of those teams and two big pitchers. But all eyes are going to be on Strasburg and Stroman. Nationals, Mets, 7-10. Plus 110. Mets are a home dog here tonight with Stroman on the mound. They got to get the job done. And don't look any further on the West Coast. Robbie Ray taking on Walker Buehler, Diamondbacks, Dodgers here tonight. So some interesting number ones going at it here tonight. Number ones, number twos, big time pitching tonight.
Joe, I also got a pitcher going on tonight that is not a number one or a number two.
Who,
Joe,
where are you looking?
Look who's starting for the Detroit Tigers tonight.
I know, I just saw that.
Holy shit. I didn't even see. I was like, oh my God. Where did they dust this guy up from? Yeah. Seriously,
Edwin.
Joe. Edwin Jackson is starting from the Detroit Tigers tonight against Kansas City. Try choosing your spots with the Royals every now and then, Joe. We know the Tigers don't score a ton of runs, and you give me Edwin Jackson on the hill. I haven't seen a total yet. Vegas is confused. I haven't seen a total yet on this. I haven't seen a spread on this yet. I don't care what it is, Joe. Fade Edwin Jackson tonight.
I love it. Listen, I kind of like two home dogs tonight. I like the I like Stroman and the Mets. I think that this is a game tonight that at home, I would not at all surprise me if they're a little bit pumped up. And by the way, Strasburg, I don't know if it was an anomaly, but he got lit up last week against Arizona. Worst start of the year. Maybe something mechanically wrong. Give me Stroman. Let's go. It's going to be rocking tonight, man. Also, give me Tyler Beattie. Give me the Giants, a home dog tonight against Philadelphia, who you and I could hit better than they are right now in Philly. All right, morning after next. Daniel and I will be back on Monday. Make it rain, guys. Thanks for making us a part of your day. Good luck.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went up to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Let DailyRoto.com guide you to victory as you swing for the fences playing daily fantasy baseball. Become the eighth Daily Roto lineup optimizer to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament, or become part of the growing community who have won thousands of dollars. If you're playing MLB DFS and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Enter promo code FNTSY for a 10% discount. The 2019 MLB Daily Roto Premium Package at DailyRoto.com. Use the promo code FNTSY and get your 10% discount today.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Do you want two risk-free wagers to $1,000? So, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID, and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
You miss me.
Here's what you missed on Make It Rain.
It's going to be interesting to see how coaches from a strategy standpoint decide, do I not challenge the fumble? Do I, you know, what they decide or opt not to challenge in order to give themselves the opportunity for a flag pass interference late in the game.
Yeah, to use it or to like keep it in your pocket,
right?
Because you're worried that there may be something more, a higher leverage point later on, and then you've used it up. You know, it's kind of, I mean, part of reason, Joe, And honestly, you know, when it was coming on and the league was talking about it, I was consistent. I said I did not like it. I think this opens up Pandora's box, and I still don't like it. And you bring up one of the main reasons why is because it introduces an element of strategy when it shouldn't be. Like, the goal here is to get the call right. But at some point in time, this exact scenario you're talking about is going to come up where a coach who should have challenged something didn't, or who should have left, you know, held their challenge, didn't, and they're going to get Monday morning quarterbacked, and it's going to be about the strategy. And as you know, Joe, because we talk about it in terms of, like, should they go for it or not? Should they use their timeout or not? Coaches, when it comes to strategy, they mess it up sometimes, okay? And so I don't like it, and I think that while it could be adjudicated quickly, and that's what you're saying is cool, kind of like the robot umpire with balls and strikes, I don't like the part that it introduces an element of strategy to what should be just about getting the damn calls right. And you're right, I saw it happen in the Jets game. My question, though, Joe, I thought, and just clarify for me, it was a kind of a deep pass down the left sideline for the Jets that was called, right? But then when they replayed it, was it just a 15-yard penalty? Because I don't think it was a spot foul, because that was a bomb. And then they moved it up. I thought they just made it a 15-yard penalty. Was it still a spot foul like it's supposed to be down the field? Or did they kind of tweak that part of the rule as well?
No, it was it's a good question, because it was a spot foul. Yes, exactly. But I'm with you, because I thought it was I thought
a bomb. They changed.
Right. It was a 30-yard pass in the air. I mean, it was a 30-yard pass.
But I didn't think it was a 30-yard penalty.
I didn't even think it was a pass interference penalty myself. I was shocked that they overturned it. I mean, because when you looked at it, I'm like, well, that's just good defense.
They were like hand fighting, right? That's what it was?
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, the ball, to me, I still don't think the ball was that catchable. But it was the process of watching this move forward now, I think, is going to be interesting. Because, listen, coaches, a lot of that handshake, I don't know that there's going to be, because it's still so subjective, isn't it, man?
Exactly.
Like, we watched that last night.
That's what I was
going to say. That's good defense.